Welcome to Real Clear. We've got another episode for you. It's really good today. This is the podcast that is all about real clear talk of real estate in Northeast Florida. And we are really happy to be able to do that today. I am Brian Marsh, Realtor.
And I'm Brad White, Realtor. And man, we are happy that you guys are listening today because this is a good one, Brian. You know, there's a lot of things in real estate, a lot of things that people don't understand, but mortgages. I mean, that's one of the last things people even think about. So, you know, we need to talk about mortgages, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, I think especially if you're a home buyer for the first time, or maybe you haven't been through that process in 10 years or so, the process of getting a mortgage, that can be pretty intimidating, don't you think?
Oh, it can. I've got a client right now that we thought everything was going really smooth, and we've hit a couple of bumps in the road in the last 24 hours. And so getting ahead of the game and being prepared is huge. And that's part of the message that we need to get out.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest key with that on anything like this is for you to be comfortable with who you're working with. And that way, if you're comfortable with the mortgage company you're working with, the mortgage loan officer, whatever, you tend to, the anxiety level goes down and you tend to be more open in the questions you have. And you don't mind saying, hey, I don't understand this. So you need to be working with somebody who makes you feel comfortable, don't you think?
Man, one of the most stressful events in your life is, you know, buying and selling a home. So without a doubt, you've got to be working with somebody as an agent and also your mortgage lender, that somebody that you appreciate, get along with and understand.
You know, just saying all that, it just gives me an idea. We should get somebody on here who's like a mortgage guy, don't you think?
I know the perfect dude.
It really, who?
Eric Spotswood. Like he's the mortgage guru. Okay, and here we are with the mortgage guru, Eric Spotswood. One of those guys that not only he can get you the best mortgage, but he can make a pancake out of anything. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to be here, Brad. Good to hear you, Brian.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And you are the regional marketing manager for Prosperity Home Mortgage. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. I am. I cover our offices across the state of Florida.
That's great. That's great. So anybody anywhere in the state can back up their Brinks truck to your office and they can walk away with a bunch of marks.
Yeah. Briefcase full of cash. We're ready to go. And the good thing is I've got a network across the country too. So if you need that Brinks truck in Texas, California, Colorado, you let me know. I'll set you up with somebody great.
Bring it.
You heard it here. The Fed's charging a lot of money for money, but Eric is open for business.
That's it. Awesome. All right. Well, hey, and thanks for Eric. And let's kind of jump into it. So for people who have never had a mortgage, kind of explain to us, you know, because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of misinformation, some good information. We're trying to make it real clear. So what's your take and what can we learn from you?
Well, you know, the mortgage, I say this all the time, and I've been doing this over two decades now. I have no misconceptions. We're not the fun part of the process. People aren't going out there shopping for a new home and they're like, I just can't wait to talk to the lender. This is going to be amazing. So I get that. But when you look at actually NAR buyer stats that goes into buyer and seller profiles, when you look at what people do when they start shopping for a home, the first thing they do is start going online and looking for houses. About the third thing in the process they do is start talking to a realtor. Somewhere in like that fifth, sixth, seventh range is start talking to a lender. Well, really, you know, that should be inverted. Talk to a lender, figure out what you can afford. Talk to a realtor, find out what's going on in the market, then start looking. But the market does it inverse, and I get it. That's the more fun way to do it. Let me look and see what's out there. Let me talk to somebody who can get me into these properties. Then I'll talk about actually getting approved. So the biggest thing I want to let people know is it's not as intimidating as it seems to be. You know, you get connected with the right person. You have the conversation. You build a relationship. Find out a little bit more about what you're looking to accomplish. And we try to make it as smooth and sometimes, dare I say, fun as it could possibly be. So it's not a bad thing. We're here to support you.
That's great. So if I walk into your office, never done this before, what are you going to ask me for when we start having this conversation?
Now, great question. So what I always say is there's four legs to a lending table: income, assets, property, and credit. So So what you want to do is make sure that you have the information to go over all four of those legs with us. So when you start that income, what I'm looking for there is 2 years worth of information for where you've been working. You know, what's the name of the company, your title, what you get paid, how you get paid. Are you 1099? Are you W-2? Are you base salary? Are you bonus? So the better we can get a feel for what that is, that determines what income we could use for your qualification. From an asset standpoint, how much do you have? Where is it held? What type of accounts do you have? Because same thing, if it's a business account versus checking versus savings versus trust, we handle all those differently. So in general, we're getting documentation there. We're looking for the last 2 months just to make sure we're accounting for any large deposits. Credit is just as simple as pulling a credit report. And then the property, just understanding the type that you're looking for. Regular single family home. Is it in a development that has an HOA? Is it a condo? Is it a manufactured home? Each of those has their own nuances, pricing, and guidelines. So just getting a better understanding. But once I have those four legs of the lending table, I really have a good path. Once I also know what your intention, what your strategy is, and what you want to accomplish, then I know exactly where to go with you.
Got it. Great. Do you, like, obviously, those are things that people are going to have to bring. You will kind of walk them through each leg of that table, right?
Absolutely.
To sort of help them through that. So it's not like you're just going to say, hey, I need this, I need that, I need the other. Come back when you have it, right?
No, it's not a best of luck to you situation. It's a, yeah, we do this hand in hand. So, you know, one of the things that I've always leaned on is, you know, I want to be as involved or as step back as you want me to be. So if you want to go online and apply online, just like you can do in any of the other internet lenders, you want to do mobile uploads documents, you can do that. I've got all the capability to do that. My team has all the capability to do that. If you want somebody to meet face-to-face, go over the documents in hand, you know, come over to your house and pick up documents. You want me to walk you through every step of the process? We see that a lot with our first-time homebuyers, and I get it. You know, I've been a first-time homebuyer myself. It's new. Mm-hmm. You don't know what to expect. You know, everything is brand new and nervous to you. So if you need me there every step of the way to explain it, then that's fine too. Whatever makes you comfortable and whatever makes you sleep great at night, that's the way we're going to handle the process.
And that's good information, because not only are there, we're talking about first-time home buyers, but there's people who bought a house 10 years ago and things are completely different than they used to be. I mean, now you're just like you said, mobile uploads and all these things that now are available that are completely different. So that's good info.
We are speaking with Eric Spotswood, who's the regional marketing manager, right? Or is it regional mortgage manager?
Regional sales leader, regional mortgage manager, the man with the money. You can call me anything you want to call me, as long as you call me.
That's right. With Prosperity Home Mortgage. Eric, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can get in touch with me in a number of different ways. The easiest way is my cell phone. Like a lot of us, it's attached to my hip 24/7. 904-982-1081. You can also email me. It's eric.spotswood. That's two T's in Spotswood at phmloans.com.
Okay. And the phone number one more time.
904-982-1081.
Okay. So man, that was fantastic with Eric. And you know, one thing I wanted to say is we really appreciate, you know, everybody that's listening. And please subscribe. So where to find us at, you can find us on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. There's a lot of other platforms. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, you're going to find us. But we're on YouTube. We also on social media. So we appreciate, we love the comments, like, share, subscribe, all that stuff. And we really appreciate you.
We sure do. And we also want to know what is it that you'd like to know? Because obviously we have some ideas on it and we're trying to present some really good interviews to give people some more education, if you will, but we need to hear from you. So tell us what you want to hear about and we'll be glad to do that. So that's good. But so Brad, what's going on in the market? I mean, I have an idea, but I think you're a little closer to it right now than I am.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's just more and more inventory, at least in Northeast Florida, that's hitting, you know, and right, at least right now, look, if you're a seller, there's over 10,000, you know, available or active, homes for sale in the nine counties in Northeast Florida. So in Duval County alone, there's 4,452, and that's the most that we've had. I went all the way back to 2016. Back in 2018, we had 3,500. So inventory is up without a doubt. So if you're, you know, if you're a seller, just remember the comps that you looked at 3 months ago aren't the same without a doubt. And then if you're a buyer, the odds of getting a home, I guess, under market value at this point, you know, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's exactly what Eric was saying. Well, you know, interest rates kind of staying a little bit high. Eventually, yep. You're going to see more inventory on the market because homes just aren't moving quite as quickly, which means that prices are going to come down. So look, anytime you need to jump in. It's still a good deal. There's still a good tax breaks. It's still, yep. You know, one of the best investments you can possibly make.
Yep.
And especially here in gorgeous Northeast Florida, where one of the things we like to talk about is what's happening with music and all the other fun things that that go on. I know, Brad, you and I like to volunteer for the J Fund, which is Tom Coughlin's organization. Yes. Wonderful organization. They put on a couple of really big events every year. One's the wine tasting event, which you went to a few months ago, right?
Yeah, the wine gala. At Everbank. Yeah, it was fantastic. Really, really cool. And you're right. I mean, everything that Tom Coughlin and the J Fund, the volunteers, the people there, they're awesome, and it's such a great cause. So we're very humble to be volunteering for the J Fund.
No question. The other major event that they have every year, and it's out at Sawgrass, is a celebrity golf tournament, which is a pretty cool thing. Brad and I volunteer for that as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in other podcasts. But
yep.
just wanted to give a word to the J Fund. It's a great yep. organization that provides relief for families who have children or undergoing cancer treatment.
Right.
And they provide funds for them, for people to help pay their mortgage and do some of the things that have to happen when you may not have the funds because all of your attention is going towards caring for your loved one.
Exactly.
Who's going through that. So great organization,
yep.
though.
Yeah.
And then another thing we like to do here is talk about music, right?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things.
So we are continuing to use Rambler Kane's music, which we really like him. Great local artist. And the music you hear in the background is always fun to play for us. We want to support him. We want to support other local music. And also there's a band that just got on my radar. I think they've been around for a long time, but it's a band called Street Preacher, and it's a blues band from here in Jacksonville, and they are fabulous. They have a Facebook page. You can go on and find them. They're also on YouTube. Excuse me. Their lead singer is a lady named Melissa, and in my opinion, she's a kind of a bit of a combination of Beth Hart and Janis Joplin to some degree. She's in that vein.
Wow.
You've got to listen to her. Local band. The biggest thing is every time I try to find out where they're performing locally, they tend to be out of town. But if you haven't heard about them,
we'll find them.
Absolutely. We'll
track them down.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we can get an interview with Rambler Kane, and maybe we can get an interview with the folks from Street Preacher, too. It'd be kind of fun to do, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Rambler Kane, I know his new album's coming out, and obviously On Your Line is the song we play during this podcast. And man, we love music. We love local music as well. It's one of the great things about living here. There's a lot of history.
Absolutely. Hey, Brad, this has been a really good one today.
And, love it.
Appreciate, as always, your partnership and being part of this. It's fun.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for putting up with me.
Excuse me. Sorry. So with that, I'm going to sign off and say I am Brian Marsh, Realtor.
And I'm Brad, Realtor.
Thanks for joining us. We're on
Real Clear.
Oh, I hope I don't get caught up on your line.
Rambler Kane music used by permission. Visit RamblerKane.com for more information about this great local artist. Visit TCJ Fund, that's TCJAYfund.org, for information about the Tom Coughlin J Fund. And go to streetpreacherband.com for more information on this great Jacksonville band.